there are a lot of other things happening specifically around town and as it pertains to unions in this city. And look, we got a new sheriff at the UAW, and it's clear it will not be business as usual based on some of the things that he has said. WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne taking a look at the first speech made by Sean Fain as the president of the UAW. Good morning, Marie.
And good morning. And that speech can really be just characterized as fiery. The former UAW president, Ray Curry, had a good working relationship with GM President Mary Barra, but that relationship and others with Stellantis and Ford, well, they're going to be very different from here on out. Fain won the top job over the weekend, and he says he plans on giving the union a makeover with a new operating style and a new way of negotiating.
We're here to come together to ready ourselves for the war against our only one and only true enemy, multi-billion dollar corporations and employers that refuse to give our members their fair share.
That is much stronger language than has been heard from UAW leadership in years. In a draft report written for Fain, it outlined plans for a complete rebranding of the union, informed by a more militant and fighting vision. The memo was obtained by the Free Press and makes references to striking the big three. Some industry insiders believe GM or Stellantis may be the likely strike targets, but all three would not be out of the question. The 2019 contract between the UAW and the Detroit Three expires in September, but contract talks are expected to start soon. So what will the tenor of the negotiations be like?
The United Auto Workers are ready to get back in the fight against corruption, against concessions, against tears. The UAW is ready to get back in the fight for good jobs, for economic justice, for our families, and for our communities.
So, again, those contract talks are expected to start soon in pattern bargaining. The UAW usually names a lead company to negotiate with by late summer. It holds talks with that company, and then they take that deal that's worked out to the other two companies. But you might remember 4 years ago, UAW named GM as the lead company, and on September 14th, 2019, at midnight, the contract extension expired. Two sides were at a stalemate. 48,000 hourly employees walked out of the job, 55 plants across 10 states. That strike lasted 4 days. It was not good for GM. So be prepared for some fireworks this year.
So I appreciated that Sean Fain gave Ray Curry some credit because, you know, Curry came in at a time, you know, post a lot of the shenanigans that were happening in the UAW with corruption and all of those things. So he ushered in kind of a new era of the UAW in the first place. But the type of language that Sean Fain uses is one that I think the union brass are going to be very excited about, right? You're talking about garnering more out of these deals. And as this contract expires, it's a very interesting time as it coincides with a lot of the switch to EVs.
Absolutely.
And a lot of investment are being made into EVs. And we did the story, what, Friday? About some of the shortfalls that these OEMs are going through because of the investments in, you know, different plants, whether it's in the state of Michigan or Kentucky or Tennessee. And they're pumping billions and billions of dollars into those. And so what does that happen? It cuts into profits. So it's a transition time for the automotive makers. And it comes at a time where the UAW is going to want more. That's an interesting dynamic I think we're going to watch.
Yeah, fewer hands are needed to build electric vehicles, there's no doubt.
Sure.
And there's certainly this time here as this EV generation starts to gear up. So it's a slow time. The profits are not maybe what they should be for these vehicles. That's what the company's faced with. But the union says they are done with those tiered salary plans that they had, you know, where new workers make this much, but older workers get this much. They're done with that. They want all these workers to be making the same. They want unionized facilities, where especially in a lot of these EV facilities. Mm-hmm. So this is a big changing times, not just for the auto industry, which is obviously, you know, taking on this electric vehicle idea, but for workers in general.
The other part in this, too, is you know, this was the first election in the UAW where the membership got to elect the president, right? So that's a new frontier that we're entering in the UAW. But this was about as close to a 50-50 vote as you can get.
Oh, it was close, yeah.
And so I think he only won less than 500 votes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, very close.
And so, you know, there is still a huge portion of union members that were buying into what Ray Curry was selling. Mm-hmm. And this is in contrast to that. Just your opinion, obviously covering the automotive industry for a long time.
Very long time.
What do you think that does to union members inside? Because it's not a division. Everybody wants the best for themselves and for the union. But there was a huge faction of people that thought that Ray Curry's vision for the future was where they needed to go.
I think this is going to be hard times for the union as well, because they definitely, you know, there's this idea that people within the industry want to grow their jobs, want to keep their jobs. I think that was more in line with what Ray Curry was talking mm-hmm. about. And I think, but on the other hand, there are people who are very angry of the way things have gone since the recession, again, with these tiered plans. Also, don't forget, GM just went through a huge buyout.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think these are very different times. I mean, to say I haven't been into a plant. I do, a lot of family members work within the industry, mm-hmm. so I do hear a lot about what's happening there. But in terms of workers, it'd be interesting to hear what they had to say.
Yeah, I think this has been a long process. Marie, I think you know how this works. This isn't just like, let's have a vote. This has been going on for a while now and kind of getting it to the finalists and everything. There's some division there. There's definitely some division there.
But this guy's in charge now. Sean Fain's in charge now. And I have not heard a speech like that in so long. It was unbelievable.
He didn't mince words.
Yeah, he also called out the union, by the way, and saying that, you know, they want to clean up corruption.
Sure.
They're going after that. So he did not, I mean, he pointed the finger at himself, or, you know, the organization itself.
Yeah.
So nobody's sliding by.
No, nor should they. Nor should they. But it is nonetheless going to be a transition for the union
and the auto companies.
Yes. There's no doubt about that. Good stuff. Thank you, Marie. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.